All right, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him above, heavenly hosts. Praise Him below, all creatures below. Praise Him, all creatures below. So, you know, God doesn't want you in depression or darkness or fear or worry or doubt. He wants you to trust Him and be in love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Now, if you're on a job or in a family or in a relationship or something that's always stressful and insane and ridiculous and flesh, walk away. There's so much more peace. You will have so much peace, you don't even know. God has called you to peace. If somebody in your life is trying to put you in chaos and turmoil, that's contrary to the word. God has called you to peace. The Bible says to mark the perfect man, for the end of that man is peace. And if they don't want peace, they don't want you to be doing God's will, and guess what? They are your enemy. If they don't want peace, and if they don't want you to have peace, they are your enemy. Period. And not only are they your enemy, they're enemies of God. Not only are they your enemy, but they're enemies of God. Because God has called us to peace. And if somebody's taking away your peace, that is a red flag. The litmus test of where you should be according to God's will is peace. If you don't have peace about a situation, it's either something in you that you don't want to submit to the authority, or it's a bad situation, it's a toxic situation, and you need to leave. Or you need to talk to an authority above that authority. If you've got a workplace situation where there's no peace, you need to talk to the authority. And if that authority is causing you to lose your peace, you need to talk to their authority. You give them a chance to repent. You give them a chance to change. You give a person a chance to give you peace and walk in truth. Because if you walk in truth, you walk in freedom. If two people are in agreement, walking in truth, they're free. They're on the same team. It's a win-win, not a win-lose. If somebody's selfish and has no peace, don't yoke up with them. They have no peace. Not only do they hate themselves, they hate everybody else. That's why they have no peace. My litmus test every time, I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's my mama, my daddy, my brother, my sister, my kids, my grandparents, my neighbor, my in-laws, my wife. If they don't give me peace, I'm walking away. If they don't create an atmosphere of peace when you're around them, I'm gone. I'm bolting. Because God has called us to peace. That is God's will. And if they can't live in peace, they are your enemy. Not only are they you're just plain enemy, they're an enemy to your soul. They're an enemy to your spirit. They're an enemy to your health. They're an enemy to your whole being. Why would they want to take away your peace? Now let's analyze this if we can. I can probably ask AI what AI thinks. Just AI, here's what I'm going to ask AI, and I'll put it underneath. AI, why would somebody who's in your world want to take away your peace? Why are they trying to steal your peace? Especially if they claim to be on your same team. Why are they trying to steal your peace? There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. And if they don't like you speaking truth, and that causes them to burn, you know, like the wicked witch of the west, she poured that water or whatever she did, poured something on her and she melted away. If you pour some truth water, some absolute biblical truth onto them, and they start to burn and scream and yell. That tells you what's going on. They don't want any truth. They don't want the truth. They want their reality. I have come to the conclusion, people, listen to what I'm saying. If you're speaking truth, if you're looking for peace, all you want is peace and truth. You don't care about greed or money or stuff or image or outward show or anything like that. You just want peace. And somebody tries to get in your world and steal your peace. Where did that come from? It didn't come from above. It came from below. Everything that is from above is first peaceable, easily entreatable, without hypocrisy. That which is from below is full of hypocrisy. Every evil work, contradictions, doesn't line up with the word. They gotta go. They have revealed they have a demon. Period. They reveal they're from below, their father's the devil, their daddy's the devil, they've gotta go. Not a maybe, not a if, but absolute. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. And if they're trying to steal your peace, they're wicked. If you've been in peace and you're just chilling, and somebody comes into your world saying, hey, I'm going to give you some peace. I want what you want. I want peace. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a job or whatever. Yeah, we're here to give you peace. But they're trying to steal your peace. What are they? They're demonic. I don't care if they claim to be saved. If they're trying to steal your peace, that's a demon. They can claim to be saved all day long, but they're trying to encroach over your boundaries, trying to steal your peace, trying to take away your will, your emotions, intellect, and try to project something into you that's not even you. They don't know you. They don't know you. I remember as a kid, I remember listening to the ants, all my mom, the aunt, all the ants, and all the, I was probably about 8 or something like that. I don't even remember my childhood, thank God. But I remember it was probably about 6, 7, 8, something like that, maybe 9, 10, something, maybe a little bit older, who knows. I just remember sitting in there in the living room playing with some toys or something and listening to my aunts talk to my mom. Well, I want to find me a rich man. I want to find me a rich man. I'm going to find me a man. It wasn't about the man's character. It wasn't about his heart. It wasn't about truth. It was all about money. And guess what? They never found him a good man. They never found him a rich man. They actually destroyed their men. The men they found, they pretty much destroyed. They all died, alcoholics and drunks and stuff like that. Now, why didn't those men just leave? Why didn't they see it? Why didn't they leave? Well, they must have loved them. No, they loved a fake person. They were in love with somebody that didn't even know who they were. Wasn't even a real person. All they cared about is money. Wasn't about truth and peace and love and joy and communication and righteousness and giving out the gospel and trying to help people escape the Babylonian system. All they cared about was their little world, their little cube, their little 2x4 sheetrock house, you know. Only thing they cared about was their 2x4 sheetrock house. And they went to their grave. They went to their grave, some of them, miserable. One of them ended up, running the streets, acting like she was 18 again, trying to chase all these men, and ended up in some mobile home somewhere and dying by herself or something. Sad. I watched them destroy themselves. I watched them hate authority. I watched them curse men. Trust me. I was raised around the Jezebel spirit, and I crawled and climbed out of it. And by the grace of God, I got saved, and then he showed me, don't fight with Jezebel. Don't argue with Jezebel, because you're going to be just like her. I'm pulling you out of that Jezebel game. Oh, okay. She's trying to provoke you and keep you in the tennis court of the flesh. Okay. Why did I marry one? Because you were raised, that's a familiar spirit. Why did I marry another? Because that familiar spirit. Why would I get drawn to these Jezebels, to familiar spirit to your childhood? You need to do the shadow work and not fall in love with the Jezebel. And a lot of Christian women are mad at the saved men because they fell in love with a Jezebel and didn't know it was a Jezebel. And the Christian woman's got a good character and she's mad at all the saved men who picked the evil woman over her because Jezebel deceived the men because they pretended to be like the saved woman, but they really wasn't saved. Come on now. I could take this even deeper. I could take this deeper, but I'm not going to because it would short circuit your brain. How Jezebel can mimic the saved woman, and the saved woman's left out in the cold, except for God's with her. Thank God Jesus sees it all and comforts the saved woman. Praise God. Now the saved woman, she ain't perfect. She knows she probably had the Jezebel spirit at one time. She got saved. So, you know, we all reap what we sow. But God protects the saints, the men and the women. God protects you. He starts to enlighten you. He starts to wake you up. He starts to show you stuff that's beyond the flesh creature. They can't even hear you anymore. The other saints can hear you. You're in peace and unity with the other saints. When they're speaking, you're saying, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. But I have seen some saved women who probably saw the man had making good money, a big house, and they probably jumped in on that. But the whole time, the guy was lost and hell-bound, and then they found out it was hell on earth being married to them. And the same with the saved men. They're working hard, trying to find them a good woman to have a family with, and then they find out they married somebody that was really... After her mama was the worst Jezebel ever, and he didn't find out till he married her and saw what was going on in the flying monkey family. The flying monkey supporting Jezebel, and that bloodline is just so ingrained. This four levels deep, the bloodline four generations deep, four levels deep of Jezebel, and it's not going to break really easy. Somebody's going to probably get killed when you try to break the Jezebel spirit in four levels deep without them getting saved. Somebody becomes a target. Somebody becomes a target because if they don't keep that image up, you're bad. You're evil. If you don't keep that fake reality bubble looking good, you're evil. You become a target. They got to destroy you, try to make up stuff. Make you look like the bad guy when they have the Jezebel spirit. They push you and provoke you. If they can't get you to drinking and drugging and doing something illegal and put you in jail, then they're going to try to defame you and run you down and lie about you, call you evil. Because they have to project it out because they got to go find them another one. They got to go deceive another one. They got to make you look bad so they can go trick another one. Which you don't even care about what anybody says. They think that you're trying to expose them, but you're not. You don't care what they do. You just want them out of your life because you want peace. I don't care who you go find. I don't care who you marry. I don't care who you lie to, you date. They're going to have to learn their lesson. I don't care what you do. This is not about messing you up because you're already messed up. I just want my peace. And if you only knew how many times I had to go through that, it would blow your mind. And in the different scenarios, you wouldn't believe it. I had this one Jezebel. She was at the house, and I said, what are you doing? What are you doing in here? Well, I just wanted to talk. No, it's over. Well, I just wanted to talk. I let her in talk. She starts throwing a fit. And I said, you need to leave. I'm not leaving. Yeah, you are. This is my house. What are you talking about? Yeah, you're leaving. I had to call the police. I called the police. And the police is there, and she's just running her mouth. And I step backwards two or three steps because I know how it works. And she came after me. I stepped back. I said, leave me alone. And I stepped back like three steps. She stepped forward towards me. The police saw it. and was getting ready to arrest her. She walked in the other room and she grabbed my shotgun. And I told the police, I said, she don't know that's loaded. That's a loaded shotgun. And what she was trying to do is say, he's got a shotgun, he's got a shotgun. She was trying to get me arrested for my own. I said, it's illegal. They know I got a shotgun because it's registered with the city. What are you talking about? Trying to get me kicked out of my own house. I said, you never lived here. You never stay here. This is not your house. Bye. She comes at me. The police grab her. We're going to arrest you. She runs into the other room, grabs a shotgun, says, he's got a shotgun. Yeah, it's a legal shotgun. It's my protection. She grabbed a shotgun. The policeman, she was so out of her mind, the policeman had his hand on his holster. He said, put the gun down. Put the gun down. I'm going to shoot you if you don't put the gun down. She finally put the gun down. She almost got killed right there. Seriously. All because Jezebel thinks they own what you own, and you're not even married to them, or you're just testing the waters. But the Jezebel spirit is so crazy. They think they own you. They think they can manipulate you. They think they own your property. They think they own your will, your emotions, your intellect. They think they're God. They think they're a queen bee goddess. And that's so far from the truth. They're a queen bee devil is what they are. And they really have believed the culture lie that they can shake their behind and they can wear a certain thing, and that they think that you're going to worship at their feet. It's sick. It's sick. It's really sick, people. And I could write a book on it. I could write a book about Jezebel. From childhood to retirement, almost. And it's not just dating. It's not just family. It's also renters. Renters. It's renters. It's so crazy. Somebody's renting from you and they don't listen. They think they own the property. And you say, look, you don't own this place. You're not making the rules. And as a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to evict you. No, you're not. I'm not leaving. So you go to the courthouse and they tell the judge, I'm not leaving. And the judge says, well, you got to be out in 30 days. Sometimes like 45 days. You got to be out by this date. And they still, and the sheriff comes, you meet the sheriff over there with your padlock, and they're sitting in the house, and the sheriff says, you're leaving. No, I'm not. And the sheriff pulls them out of the house. You put their stuff out on the street or on the deck or something. And they really thought they were going to stay. They think it's their place. That's how insane insane the Jezebel spirit is. And it can be in a man or a woman. They think that they own this reality. Privileged, entitled, insanity. Total insanity. They think they can cross your boundaries. They think it's okay to interrupt you while you're talking and try to tell. This is how bad it gets. They try to tell you what you're thinking or what you're feeling. They try to put your thought, tell you what you're thinking or what you're feeling. That's how sick it is. That's how much the God complex of Genesis 3 is. That's what Eve was in. That's why Eve should be shamefaced. The Bible says the saved woman should have shamefacedness. Why? Because Eve is so evil that she dropped mankind into the sinful nature of this reality now, the world, the flesh, prior life, that Jesus, the Holy One, had to go to the cross because of what Eve did. Now, Adam was not in the deception, but he went down with the ship as a type and shadow of Christ coming down here for the church. Nevertheless, she shall be saved through childbearing. What does that mean? The seed came through the woman. Her seed shall bruise his head, and his head shall bruise his heel. So when the devil comes after you, saints, he can only bruise your heel. He can't. You step on his head. They might hurt you a little bit, they might give you a bruise or something. They might give you a little bump on the head or hurt your leg a little bit or your arm or something, maybe your heart a little bit, but that don't last about 30 days, 60 days. When you realize what you're dealing with, when you realize they're your enemy, when they're trying to steal your peace, when they're trying to steal your identity, your peace, your soul, your will, your emotions, your intellect, your freedom, and they're trying to put you under bondage, when you realize how evil the Jezebel spirit is, you will never be a part of it again, and you won't argue with Jezebel. Because if you argue with Jezebel, you'll be just like her. The Bible says, whether you argue or laugh with a foolish man, there's no rest. They have no rest. They have no peace. And whether you argue or laugh with a foolish person, there's no rest. The Bible says that in Proverbs. This is why you should learn Proverbs. This is why you should learn your Bible. This is why you should rightly divide it. This is why you should stand for truth. Because you're going to be free as a bird and happy and joyful, and you don't need their junk. They have nothing to offer you. Even if you did marry Jezebel because you wanted the romantic part, well, they turn that off about as soon as you hit say I do, they turn that off. And they run back to their mama, or they run to some other dude. They turn it off. Because that was just to draw you in. That wasn't real. That was the lure, L-U-R-E. How do you say it? Lure. They were luring you in. That's all it was. And you know I'm telling the truth because Proverbs 5, 7, and 9. The evil woman sits on her porch and as passerbys go by, hey, how you doing? Come on in. And she's taking them to hell with her. Proverbs chapter 5, Proverbs chapter 7, Proverbs chapter 9 show you the characteristics of the harlot Jezebel Delilah. Proverbs 5, Proverbs 7, Proverbs 9. Memorize it. I did when I was a kid. I memorized it. Run. If you do get involved with it, get out as fast as you can. Run to Jesus. Repent. Turn. Because if you don't turn, you're going to burn. Turn or burn. And I promise you, she wants to take you to hell with her. She's a hell-bound, demon-possessed creature, and she wants to take you to hell with her. Look what happened to Adam. Adam had to go down with the ship. Look what happened to Jesus. He had to go down with the ship. Look what happened to Ahab. Look what happened to the nation of Israel under Jezebel. Look what happened to the flying monkeys of Jezebel. They all got killed. You don't want to hang out with Jezebel at all.